showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
It's always jazzy. KJZY.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister and Mrs. Andreotti and all of our distinguished guests, when the Prime Minister of Italy indicated that he could come to the United States on this state visit, we tried to think what would be the entertainment that would be most appropriate. We really didn't have to go far for it if we had thought about it, because I read a little White House history and found that in 1803, Mr. Prime Minister, Thomas Jefferson had traveled in Italy. He thought that the music in the United States was rather primitive at that time, and so he recruited musicians from Italy for the Marine Band in the United States, which became the president's own band, and here it is, here tonight. And so, since that time, from 1803 until the present time, over 150 years, the Marine Band, the President's Own, as it's called, a majority of its musicians have been of Italian background, and 8 out of the 19 leaders have been of Italian background. But we thought we should not stop there because of our distinguished guest. We thought we should go a step further. And so, we thought of what could be the very best. And the name that occurred to me was of a man who, I understand, has never learned to read a note of music. And yet, in terms of entertainment, by all of his colleagues, is considered to be what the Washington Monument is to Washington. He's the top. Ladies and gentlemen, this house is honored to have a man whose parents were born in Italy, who from humble beginnings went to the very top entertainment, Frank Sinatra.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel that spring has sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moments that you speak, I want to run, play, hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce the moon, just like a big balloon. You and I, just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. Because you make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flown. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do. Cause you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me feel spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I'd like to run, play, hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce the moon, just like a big balloon. Because you and I, we're just like a couple of tots, running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young, you make me think there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so. Yeah, man, I feel so. You make me feel so young. So young.
I'd like to take a moment to tell you some thoughts that are going through my head at the moment. And begin by telling you that when I was a small boy in New Jersey, I thought it would be a great boot if I could get a long-distance glimpse of my mayor in a parade. So that you know that after all of these many years, to be here in this great house entertaining my president and my vice president and their guests is quite a boot to me. It's difficult to even put it in words, except that I'm honored and I'm privileged to be here. And today, during the rehearsal, I was looking at the two magnificent paintings of President Washington and Mrs. Washington and thinking about what a marvelous dignity has come from this one particular man up through the years, all the way down now to this moment with our own president, the dignity that has been given to the office. And it makes me very proud of my country. I love my country, as we all do. And that's just it. I thank you, Mr. President, for inviting me here to perform for you.
If that doesn't epitomize the heart of Frank Sinatra, I don't know what does. It's Joe Piscopo on Sundays with Sinatra, celebrating President's Day weekend. Mr. Sinatra at the Nixon White House. And the love of country, the understanding of where he came from, and therein lies my love and respect for Francis Albert Sinatra. Coming from a little town in North Jersey, parents come from another country, they learn the laws, the language of this great country, and there he is at the White House. And it didn't stop there. Let's go to, this is the 1981 inaugural of Ronald Reagan. Again, Mr. Sinatra put the whole thing together, we let it run. I can remember watching this when I first went out to Saturday Night Live in awe of Frank Sinatra performing and producing the 1981 inaugural of Ronald Reagan.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to tell you that I'm highly honored to have been asked by President-elect Reagan to handle this gala this evening. And I'd like to thank every single soul in this building, from stagehands to technicians, our wonderful orchestra, and the greatest talent America could ever offer to any audience as we have tonight. They were truly wonderful. And I thank you all. You're marvelous. This particular song is in honor of a state that they called pivotal during the campaign. And I am pleased to say that the people of Illinois showed the better sense and voted for Ronald Reagan.
This is my kind of town, Chicago. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too. People who, they smile at you and each time I roam. Chicago is. It's
calling me home, Chicago is. It makes me jump up and down. It's my kind of town. My kind of town, Chicago. My kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz. And each time I leave Chicago, it's pulling my sleeve, Chicago. That Wrigley Building, Chicago is. The Chicago Cubbies, Chicago is. One town never, never lets you down. It's my, all of it is my kind of town. Chicago, Chicago, Chicago.
The state in which I now speak was also considered pivotal until we made a trip to Syracuse, New York, and everything changed. And this song is dedicated to the Empire State. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My L.A. blues, they are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. In a city that never sleeps, and find that I'm number one, top of the heap, head of the hill, king of that hill. These little
standing ovation. 1981, inaugural of President Ronald Reagan. Standing ovation. Mr. Sinatra, 65-plus years old, just owning it down in Washington, D.C., putting together what seemed back then to be the divide wasn't really there. You had everybody performing there for the new president, President Ronald Reagan. And Mr. Sinatra put that whole inaugural together. When we come back, there's such a beautiful, I don't want to give it away, but you're going to listen to the close of that great, great night. And we'll play that after we take a break. But I just wanted to make a note because when I did President Reagan on Saturday Night Live, we were just talking about it down here in Florida. It's Piscopo with Sundays with Sinatra. And when I did it, it wasn't mean. You know, we weren't mean back then. It was just like a fun time, you know, satirizing, if you will, President Reagan. And then I told you this before, I got invited to the White House, to the Reagan White House. I was a lifelong Democrat at the time, and I got invited to the White House, could not figure it out. And then I got down, and I could not figure out what I was doing at the White House. And forgive me if I told you this before, but it was like I went in, and there was Ronald Reagan before me, and I went over to him very respectfully, and he was by himself by a fire, and I just said, Mr. President, Joe Piscopo, I'm a member of the Saturday Night Live cast, and I'm honored to be here, sir. And he shook my hand, and boy, I felt the warmth and the goodness of Ronald Reagan right then. I kind of changed my life, you know, and I didn't know what to say to him, and that's where I said, nice fire, Mr. President, because I couldn't think of anything else to say. And he looked at me and went, well, Joe, you know, we got people to do that for us. And he was warm and he was wonderful. And I realized, then I saw Nancy there, and she gave me two words. Hello, Joe. And I'm figuring it out that Mr. Sinatra said to his friend Nancy, get that Piscopo kid down there, let him meet Ronnie, and everything will change exactly what happened. Thank you, Mr. Sinatra. We're going to play the close of the inauguration from Ronald Reagan, from Francis Albert Sinatra. It's Sundays with Sinatra.
It's Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, the Vice Chairman of the Board, Joe Piscopo, in the Great American Songbook on Music Radio.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise to ensure we never forget. Since then, it's been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. Hook was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. He had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son he would never meet. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home, relieving a financial burden and bringing stability. The foundation helps Gold Star and fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's most catastrophically injured heroes and homeless veterans. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. America's heroes are counting on you. 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to its programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T2T.org. Never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices our heroes have made for us.
Welcome to the fastest growing place in the world. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. Easy to get to and almost impossible to leave. This is a place where you can eat like a king for as little as a dollar. Pizza counts as a vegetable, and the food is simply to die for. Don't believe us? Just ask the friends and family of the 300,000 who did last year. Here, we've got the whole world in the palm of our hand, where folks spend an average of 5 hours a day on their mobile devices. You can even order fast food delivery through your video game console any time of day. And when it comes to nightlife, watch out, because there's a new city that never sleeps. With 24-hour fast food drive-thrus and folks working round the clock, it's no wonder one in three people here can't sleep. This is a place we'd tell you to come and visit if you didn't already live here. Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visit OBECITY.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Camper shells, trailers and trailer parts, bed liners, bumpers and winches, steps and running boards, tractors and more.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Installation and service.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Hitches, racks and straps, toolboxes, truck boxes and fuel tanks, tonneau covers and lids.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Floor mats and liners, sports and overland racks and tents, bed slides and drawer units.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Installation and service.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Spray-on bed liners, contractor shelving and custom van racks, and off-road, driving and safety lighting.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Contractors, homeowners, and car and truck enthusiasts, outfit your truck or van to maximize its capabilities. Give it the look you've always wanted, or both. The shop is environmentally friendly with its own solar power system.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
One of the nicest stores in Sonoma County.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
KJZY.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's a bold, grave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe. When my faith in my fellow man, oh, but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe. Believe in you.
Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Joe on the radio live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and just a joy to be with you as we celebrate President's Day weekend, and hopefully you'll have a nice day off tomorrow, and we're going to go back and finish off the end of that inauguration of President Reagan with Frank Sinatra. But I wanted to say thank you to everybody, because I've had a great time down here in Florida, and I thank our dear friends at the National Labor and Management Conference, just some great, great folks that performed this morning, and we appreciate that very much. My host, Mr. Mira, we appreciate that very, very much. And again, to our friend right here at the Wine Watch, which is like a great place. I'm like in a winery. And to Andrew Lampasone, thank you so much as well. And a big shout out to Andy Gladding from Salem Media for supplying the Comrex system that I'm broadcasting on right now. And to Kevin Drosch, thank you for always being there, putting in the hours with Ava Anderson as well. Kevin Drosch, executive producer of this show. So I have to tell you, before we go out, the joy and respect and love I have for Frank Sinatra, his patriotism was very, very much like my father's, which I always appreciated, because Dad, again, in the Second World War, as I've told you many, many times, in the United States Army Air Corps, and they were the same generation. There was the same love of country, and it was just very, very important to me to learn from Frank Sinatra about his patriotism. And for him, and he was a Democrat, he was a Republican, so you got to put all of that aside. You have to put all of that aside, you know. And on this President's Day, we want you just to appreciate one thing, that we indeed, in my estimation, and in my opinion, and again, Japan, we love you. Guam, I know you're listening. And I know they're listening in Spain. It's so wild. Everybody's listening around the world. But we are proud Americans. We are a good people. And I come before this microphone with great respect and great love for this great, great country, the United States of America, and the good people here. And Mr. Sinatra epitomized that more than any American, a great, truly great patriot. So let's go back to the Ronald Reagan inaugural. In 1981, and Mr. S. Signing off with just a very, very heartfelt, patriotic song.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, your purple mountains, majesty, above your fruited plains, America. America, God shed his grace on thee, and then crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Skies or amber waves of grain, your purple mountains, majesty, above thy fruited plains. God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to
ladies and gentlemen, wonderful friends, how do you say all the thank yous that should be said here tonight to the thousands of you who are here to make this wonderful affair. To these fine young men from the academy, and weren't you proud when you saw them and heard them?